Let's send it now back to John Boggs and more of the Breakfast Club here on PG 14, Shea Country 101 Radio. John?
Jeffrey, if you could see me now, you would be so envious.
If I can see you now, I can't see anything.
I know. I'm sitting here with three lovely ladies from Delta Theta Tall sorority.
You're not that tall.
I know. I'm kind of short. But we're going to be talking about an event that I know you're going to clear your calendar for. But I'm here with Roy Ferguson, Paula Syberry, and Nikki Brinkerhoff. We're going to be talking about the Delts Purse Auction. Hold your breath there, Jeffrey O.
I can't hold it too long.
You want to clear out your calendar because the Delts Purse Auction is Monday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Okay? Jeff? Okay. I guess Jeff's not going to participate with us, ladies. Lori, tell us what the auction's all about. What made you decide to have a purse auction?
Well, all of our proceeds that we collect throughout the year go to philanthropic projects to benefit the community, and we just thought this would be a good addition to the other things that we do, such as the
flower sales and our annual craft show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is actually the fourth year that we're doing the purse auction. Missy Putterball is actually our auctioneer. She's donated our services for the last 4 years, and she does a wonderful job. She gets the crowd really involved in participating, and we have lots of fun. This year we will have 29 purses that will be filled with various items, such as gardening tools, umbrellas, chocolates, movies, books, wine, Mary Kay items, 31 items, some Leah Sophia, and like I said, brand new purses, different brands, different sizes, different colors. So lots of purses filled with lots of different items.
You just confirmed my suspicions. I always wonder what women carry in those purses. Wine and movies and chocolates. That
you never know.
I know.
You never know what you might find in my purse.
Paula, where's the auction going to be?
Well, John, the purse auction is held at the Zion Lutheran Church, which is at 218 East High here in Portland.
Okay, and I said it's at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. What are the times for the event then?
Well, the doors open at 6. We are serving a meal. You do not have to have a ticket to come to the auction, but you do need a ticket if you want to enjoy the meal. And then the auction does start at 7.
Okay, and where can they get tickets for the meal?
We have them available at the main office of First Merchants Bank, Remember When, and the Flower Nook, or any of our sorority sisters also have tickets.
Okay. Nikki, you have 29 purses to auction off. How can people get a preview of some of these?
They can go to our Jay County Library, and there is 7 purses that they can look at the library.
Okay. At the library?
Yes.
Okay, and who selected these purses?
Each sorority member sister bought their own purse and filled it and donated it.
Okay. And I asked a little bit later or a little bit earlier if they're all Vera Bradley, and obviously they're not, but there are some Vera Bradley purses available.
There are Vera Bradley, and there's also some 31-day bags and just different purses, all kinds of varieties.
Okay, now I'm a man and I'm kind of apathetic to this, but I assume this is something that you ladies probably get a little bit excited about.
Yeah, it's a very fun event. Also, the dinner that they serve is very elegant, and it's a lot of fun. And Missy Putterball puts on a really good show, like Lori said.
Does she? Lori, is the bidding kind of rapid on some of these?
It is. It's very exciting. The girls sometimes go and snatch the purses away from the other girls, you know, trying to take them back. But it's a really fun night. Good fun, fellowship, good meal, but it's very entertaining.
Okay, and you know, Delta Theta Tau does a lot of philanthropic work, and I know you do the craft show, and that's a humongous undertaking, and you do a lot of good in Portland. What are some of the causes that you folks give to?
And we've helped out high school students that are wanting to go on class trips that were not, you know, didn't have the funds available. Mm-hmm. We've helped with medical expenses throughout the community. We've done, helped with the arts place.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anybody that comes to us with a need, we try to fulfill that need in any way possible.
Okay, okay. And again, Paula, where can people buy the dinner tickets?
Dinner tickets are available at the main office of First Merchants Bank, Remember When, and the Flower Nook.
And should we advise people to maybe get there a little early because it's going to be crowded?
Oh, absolutely. You know, come early. We'll have the purses all set up. You can browse, check out all the neat items. We'll have a little listing there so you can mark off your favorite ones so you know when Missy gets to it, you know which one you want to go after.
So you know which ones to bid on, which ones to kind of hold back until your favorite one comes up?
Yeah.
Are all the purses going to be on display at the auction then?
Absolutely. Right. Yes, they'll all be there.
Okay, that's the Delta Purse Auction this Monday, April 23rd at the Zion Lutheran Church. Any final words for our listeners?
Oh, I'd come and be ready to bid, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots and lots of fun.
Okay. Jeffrey, when we come back, we're going to talk with Lori here about the Matt Aker Memorial Scholarship Run, which is coming up April 28th.
I just have one question about the purse thing.
Yes.
Can you sample what's inside the purse before you bid?
The chocolate and the wine?
Well, I mean, you look and see what's in the purse before you bid.
I think they're actually going to have a list of what's... It's not like a grab bag, although, you know, being a man looking at a woman's purse, you don't kind of think that.
I don't do that. You don't look in a woman's purse.
You never look into it, but you always wonder what the heck's in there. This may be our ultimate chance to figure out what women do carry in the purses because they're going to have it listed.
I've heard everything but the kitchen sink, so.
Well, I don't think they have a kitchen sink listed, but there may be some stuff that even the guys would like to have.
There will be some kitchen utensils in a purse.
There you go.
There you go. Do you ever have any men come bid on some of the purses?
No. This may be a first, though.
Maybe we'll be a first, Jeffrey.
Jeff, you're always welcome to come.
We can do the tandem job. Yes, we can.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Matt Aker Memorial Scholarship Run.
All right, we will return with more of the Breakfast Club coming up.